880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we are broadcasting. So we're going to go to commercial, we're going to come back, and we're going to have our first guest. We're going to be talking to a couple of former UF football players. We're going to be talking to the dean at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. We're going to talk about the program with one of their top students, and we're going to talk about the market with Brad Hunter from Metro Studies. So stay with us. We're going to have a smoking hot show. We're back after this, Oscar. Take me out.
Give your group an experience they won't forget with a group outing at Marlins Park in 2014. From party areas and suite rentals to special event nights and fundraisers, you can experience Miami Marlins baseball through a variety of group packages specially customized to your group needs. Enjoy the air-conditioned comfort, incredible food options, and all of the action entertainment at an affordable price. Reserve your group tickets today. Call 305-480-2523 or go to marlins.com/groups. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
All right, and I want to make sure that everybody joins me next Friday at the 5th Annual Ackerman U.S. Real Estate Summit. It's going to feature thought-provoking perspectives and market analysis from people and experts from across the country. So make sure you join me at the Ackerman 5th Annual U.S. Real Estate Summit. If you don't have an invite, you probably can't go, but if you need one, give me an email, jim@freedonbusiness.com, and I'll talk to my friend Casey McFarland and see what I can do. So join me next week on Friday at the 5th Annual Ackerman U.S. Real Estate Summit.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and this is actually a dream session for a Gator fan like me. We're here with one of my true heroes of football, Eric Rett. There he goes. He gives me the fist bump. Don't hurt me with the championship ring. Of course, the champ himself, Lawrence Wright, and one of my favorite Dolphins of all time, Sean Wooden. Thank you for joining me on the show, guys. We're going to talk about life after football and real estate. Let's start with my friend, Lawrence Wright, Thorpe Award winner. The man himself, Lawrence, you graduated from the University of Florida, you got your degree, building construction, right?
Building construction.
And what have you been doing since then, trying to make a living with your building construction degree?
Well, we own our own building construction firm, and we have total design build company, as well as doing the development as balancing out the construction as well. So we self-perform, or we do PM at risk or construction management, and we do the development.
You're so low-key. You're an international developer. I know you're doing stuff all over the world, not just the United States. And that's just not sports-related stuff. It's real commercial development, right?
Exactly. One of our things that we'll be going to Doha for the FIFA World Cup in 2022, one of my partners is one of the sheikhs in Qatar, so it's going to be exciting.
Man, it sounds like I got to be one of your partners. Now let's lean over here a little this direction. And Sean Wooden, what have you been doing since you graduated from the Miami Dolphins? I hope no bullying. Please don't push me around here.
Definitely no bullying, but you know, right now I'm currently in the financial services. A financial service representative for our Principal Financial Group. Have my own little group inside of there called Wooden Wealth Strategies, and you know, just learning a little bit more about the retail and the real estate side of it, because part of our clients' portfolios have to deal with real estate.
Well, you're going to have to meet my friend Mary Scott, who runs the real estate placement group up at Principal Financial. We do a lot of business with them, top stuff, and they're very risk averse, so I think you're selling some pretty good products. And now, Eric Redd, since you took off the uniform of, I guess it was the Tampa Bay Bucks, what have you done since you graduated from the NFL?
Well, after I joined the NFL, I completely went into the real estate business. We built a lot of affordable houses in the beginning. Then towards lately, I've started getting into more of the custom homes and building houses and custom designing and planning and building. So it's been exciting.
And it certainly has been. I can tell by your face you really love it. You're smiling. You got the fancy, gorgeous custom suit, so it must be doing all right.
Yeah,
there.
Doing okay. Just okay.
Well, we'll see about doing better than okay real soon. Now, getting back to Lawrence, we heard that you're working with the FIFA World Cup and Doha. How do you make those kind of international connections being based here? You're based here in Florida, right?
Based in Florida. It's all relationship-driven, you know. I'm a person that's firmly believe in that. It's not what you know, it's who you know and how you can collaborate with other people to network and expand your network. So you gotta get out there and shake hands and be friendly among people to get exposed. And so the more you expose, the more opportunity it brings for you to be successful.
So really, it's about putting together the right team.
It's all about the team, because you're only as good as your team. And whether I'm here or out the country, I have to have somebody facilitating what they need to do for us, and so that we win, because it's not just a team, you got to win. So at the end of the day, it's about winning.
Well, that's why your nickname is Champ to me. Now, Sean, you have a team too. We were talking a little bit about your team. How does what you learned in sports apply to business for you?
Well, like Lawrence said, it is about winning. It's about putting together a team that you can depend on. It's about getting the right people in place, putting them in a position that they're going to produce the best for you and produce the best for your clients, and make sure that they take care and they're accountable. And accountability is one of the things that we preach definitely each and every day in the office, and making sure that people get done what they're supposed to do.
Now, Eric, we talked to these two guys about teamwork. I'm going to ask about this for you. You're working here with two defensive backs. How does that really play out for you, being from the offensive side of the ball?
You know, definitely. I was never in the position to react. I always like to act. So,
you deliver the blow?
Yes, I deliver the blow. So I was like a linebacker hitting those guys. So,
true statement? You wouldn't say that's a true statement, would you? Except when it comes to me.
I definitely don't believe that's a true statement.
No, these two guys are great, though. It's fantastic being around these guys, and they're doing so well in their fields and their endeavors. So, you know, I look forward to even doing stuff with these guys right here. So it's great networking.
Oh, sorry, I put that away. It's great networking. So then this is sort of your team then.
Yeah, all of us, you know, we have a fraternity. The NFL, once you're a player, a former player, you always have a fraternal bond to each other forever and ever. So we're always looking to help each other out, lend a hand, and we trust each other because, you know, we've all been through the same thing, and that's something that we're always having together.
Well, what I have that's the same with you is that orange and blue, and I hope that holds together for some. Oh my God, I got that fist bump again. He's breaking my finger with all them championship rings. Now, Lawrence, we've only got a few minutes left. Can you give some advice to some young people that are starting out? Because I know that one of the things that is very important to all three of you is giving back to the community and doing things with our youth. I'm going to ask each one of you this. You two guys, you get a chance to think about it. Wright has to go first. That's why I was talking a little bit, so you could think of your answer. What's your answer? Give me what you would give the advice. I got two young students here from UF that are listening to us. What are you going to tell them and the rest of the kids out there?
Well, you have to be hungry, and you have to be determined to not let shortcomings or adversity that life will bring stop you from pursuing your vision and dreams that you're trying to accomplish. And once you're doing that, then you have the ultimate success and to win. So, because life gonna present you a lot of different adversities, a lot of problems. You got to persevere and you have to stay focused to know that you can accomplish anything that you put your mind to.
Wow, I should just end the show right there. God bless you. Sean, what would you tell one of the guys, a young student?
Besides saying ditto, it's all about perseverance. It's all about overcoming obstacles and believing in yourself. Have the belief that you're able to do something and you're putting yourself in position to accomplish your goals. Make sure that you know when that opportunity presents itself that you're ready and you're prepared. That's what we learned on the football field is, and that's why we practice day in and day out, is being ready to take care of to produce when the opportunity presents itself. And you know, that's what you're doing with your schoolwork, that's what you're learning, and that's what I would tell them. You know, just make sure that they're ready.
Oh man, how come you're not coaching the Dolphins? And now, Eric, just one question for you guys. We only have about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes left. Eric, this, and then I got one good question left for the champ.
Okay, cool. One thing I would say is accountability. To have someone that hold you always accountable for your actions. Because right now we're coming in a world right now where you just can't work hard. Everybody works hard. You have to be able to work smart. And that's the difference right there. But, you know, one thing I've learned, not only just having to persevere, all of us had to persevere, just playing in the NFL, we've learned to persevere. But the one thing is to get that key person to hold you accountable for all your actions and someone to ride along with you to help you accomplish your dreams.
That means never fly solo is what you'd call that?
Yeah, it's always about a team. You never use the word I always use the word we.
Always got to have a wingman. And now one last question for Lawrence Wright. I forgot my little softball that was going to make you crack up. So I'm just going to ask you. I'm going to ask you a good one here. Now, I know that when the University of Florida is playing in the championship games in football, that they always call on somebody special to warm them up. So let's make believe that we're going out to play a championship game, Lawrence Preacher Wright. Would you tell me what you would tell us when we would be hitting the football field looking to lay it on the line? Oh, and oh, by the way, we'll be facing Peyton Manning, and I know he never beat you.
Well, there's one of the things that you always try and tell guys is that it's four principles. It's the farmer principle, the teacher, the warrior, and the athletic. And the last one is that I throw in on top of that is the love principle. You got to be able to balance all those five things together to make a sure victory. And so when you're a warrior, you'd never say quit, never say die. You're an athlete, you're sure determination. You're a farmer, you got to sow the time and the determination to make it all work. And when you're a teacher, you're teaching the guys that's behind you of how to lead by example. And then the next thing is that you got to love what you do.
Oh, man, that's just absolutely awesome. We're going to wrap it up. We got the whole Peanut Gallery beaming. You guys have absolutely connected with the whole room. I want to give Oscar, since we're remote, I'm giving you another couple of seconds to tee up the next break. And now we're going to go to break. We're going to come right back. And when we do, we're going to have Dr. David Ling. We're going to talk about some kind of real estate, something that he's smart enough to know about, because Lord knows I'm not smart enough to know what he knows. We'll be right back after this short break with more from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies Annual Strengths and Strategies Conference. You got to make that a shorter name, Tim. Back after this. We are up here. Everybody's cranking around. You may hear the back channel, but that's just because we're having a great time here. And you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Attention baseball fans. The Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes. Jose Zeros. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose Zeros season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section. Plus, you'll get 6 Jose Zeros t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself. All for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose Zeros season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
All right, and this one goes out to my good friend Dave Ling. As we all get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and new high-def lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243, this is my favorite part, 2020 to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. Visit BascomPalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back. We are live from the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies Annual Trends and Strategies Conference. Did I get it right that time?
You did.
Awesome. And we're here with my good buddy, David Ling. David and I have known each other long enough. I was a young student, and David was a young grad student, and now here we are 1,000 years later. But, Dave, what I really want to do is I want to talk about the process of application and admission for the program.
Well, Jim, thank you. I'm happy to do that. The application deadline for the Master's of Science in Real Estate is March 15th. Plenty of good applications coming in from students, so we're certainly looking for more, willing to consider some more resumes. So if you're looking to kind of up your game a little bit, kind of take that real estate game to the next level, you might want to consider the Master's of Science in Real Estate at the University of Florida.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because I meet regularly with young people in the South Florida area that always ask me how to get ahead. They've gone to, let's say, FIU undergrad. They've worked as a residential broker, or maybe they work for one of the non-investment grade real estate firms, and they want to improve. They want a career rather than a job. They go, Jim, what do I do? I go, well, you should survey the different real estate programs around the state, because they all offer a different thing. But if you really want to change the game, you go to the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, MSRE program. I know I botched that a little bit, but I'm doing the best I can. And so that's where I know Lawrence Wright, who was just on, was from the building construction program. You can do things with guys from building construction, can't you?
We have at least 6 of the MSRE students this year have building construction undergraduate degrees. So having a building construction background is a great background to use in the commercial real estate area. But I mean, what I would say to a young person, or even not so young, looking to kind of take that next step, is that what a master's degree will do for you is provide some of those technical skills that you may not have gotten as an undergrad. By technical, I mean sort of the real estate finance part of it, the valuation, sort of those technical skills, pro forma modeling skills that you might not get as an undergrad.
They all go to me, well, hey, I can just go take the Argus course and I can know everything. Is that really true?
Well, the problem with Argus is that it's a great program, and certainly you can learn how to model acquisitions and deals in Argus, but you need to understand what goes behind those numbers, right? Why do they hang together? What makes a good pro forma? And those are the kinds of things that you can get in a graduate program like ours.
You know, I had an undergraduate degree from UF, and I know that that's really not available anymore. And then I did go and I got an MBA, not the MSRE, because I don't know that they offered the MSRE then. But that's actually an interesting thing. You're still producing the real estate MBAs too, aren't you?
Yeah, we certainly have a real estate concentration or major within the MBA program. A number of good students pursuing real estate careers in the MBA program. It's just a little different. The MBA is a little bit more of a general managerial degree, management degree, whereas the Master's of Science in Real Estate allows the students to focus a little bit more on things specific to real estate, including the ability to go take building construction classes
an urban regional planning class.
You really need to also offer a little bit of something in social media and marketing and PR, I think. I'd be happy to teach that.
I think you'd be well positioned to teach that course for us.
Yes, I am the marketing hub. Now, Dr. Ling, going forward, as the program continues to evolve, thanks to fabulous donations by people like Kelly Bergstrom and Kent McGurn and all of our other benefactors, Dick Donnellan, what do you see as the next level as you continue to separate yourself from the other programs in the state?
Well, I think the thing we do as well as anybody, and I think better than most, is the industry interaction component. So we have a good set of courses, coherent set of courses, taught by a lot of good full-time and part-time professors. But I think the thing that we excel at, and this is both for the MBAs and the emissaries, is providing access to industry professionals for our students. There's constant interaction either through the Ring Speaker Series, the Case Study Series, this conference, local regional events. So the students have ample opportunity to get access to high-level professionals that probably wouldn't return their phone call or email if they just called them out of the blue.
Well, I know that's a fact. Most of them call me, and it's tough for me to get them on the screen with some other folks, but I put them through the paces, and I help them get jobs, and I guess that's part of what you're talking about. Now, one of the things that's kind of come into my mind is that a lot of the people going through the program now, not a lot, but a material number, appear to be next-gen people. I mean, second generation. I work with a lot of family offices. So, for instance, I've seen, we're going to have Mr. Scarola on in the end of the show. We're going to talk about why he selected UF. We know that one reason is that his dad's an investor and on the board with me. So are you seeing more of this turning of the wheel of the next generation coming in?
I think it's interesting, and you raise a really good point. It's really interesting how many people that gravitate toward commercial real estate know someone in the business, whether it's a dad, an uncle, an aunt, a sister, or whatever. So it is true that oftentimes good analytically oriented students don't think about commercial real estate unless there's some family member or relation that they have that says, hey, you can be analytical and do commercial real estate.
Well, one of the things that I've always said is I've said that real estate, the real estate business, commercial or residential, is really a mentorship business. Most people can't get their start unless they get to work with somebody that's senior, get some of their deal flow, get a little traction, learn something. Are you finding that that's now playing into what you're doing? And because I know that you have a very large mentorship component of the program.
Yeah, all of the graduate students and even some of the undergrad students have access to industry mentors. So we formally assign them some two or three members of our real estate advisory board that have the responsibility of mentoring those students through the academic year. And of course, the students have access to many other of our board members and alums like you as well. So I think that the game is changing in commercial real estate. I think analysis is more important. I think the level of technical expertise is ramped up. But I think you're right, Jim. I think those personal contacts are still necessary in virtually any commercial real estate field. And I think that's what makes it attractive, in my mind, as a career. You can't be good at commercial real estate sitting behind a desk.
Oh, God, thank you for saying that. That would be like the worst thing to happen to me would be to sit behind my desk. It would drive me crazy. And when people ask me what I do, I just simply pick up my iPhone and go, this is what I do. I put the people in touch on this phone in touch with each other, and that's what I do. Now, Dr. Ling, you had mentioned that you see the real estate business evolving. When I first got into it, we were using plat books. I had to do meets and bounds to drive through and find a property. It would be brutal. At the time, I said that my business was in information arbitrage. It's getting tougher and tougher to find information that other people don't have. So to me, that means more than ever, real estate is a relationship business.
I think you're right. I think that the game really has changed. I think it used to be that you could create a comparative advantage by having more and better information than the next guy, and I think that's still true. But there's so much stuff available, data available on our desktops now, that the ability to arbitrage information or basic information is no longer there, right? So it's that extra piece of information that you get from a relationship, I think, that at the margin can have a lot of impact.
Yeah, a lot of times, and I'm going to show how old I am, guys that are the students in the room, I apologize, but I always liken it to the fact of Melanie Griffith in The Working Girl. She found the solution by outworking and out-researching the other person and then applying it in the appropriate manner within the business community. And that, guys, that's what real estate is, even if it was done in that case in a different setting. It's finding the information and applying it correctly. We've got about 5 minutes left in this segment, so we've got some time. Yeah, that's right. You've got to tap dance some more, Dave. So now let's talk a little bit about what you do at the university.
What I do.
That's right, what you do, because I know that not only in teaching the students, you also do a lot of research and present papers and do stuff like that. And that's also very important to a academic program, is having that type of participation from its academic, I don't want to say staff and demean you guys, but staff.
Staff. I've been called worse than that.
Professors. Yeah, you're an infection.
No, I think you're right. Research, UF is a research-oriented university, right? So teaching is very important, and certainly a core, one of the core fundamental missions that we have. But research is also very important, and it's, of course, what I'm very interested in as well. So I'm kind of a research geek. I write a lot of research-oriented papers and have the ability to kind of travel around the country and the world kind of presenting that stuff. In a research symposium or research kind of setting. So there's administrative stuff. I enjoy working with the students in the program. There's teaching, which is fun and rewarding. There's a research component to it. Football games occasionally, right? I have to have season tickets because the students know what's going on in football, so I need to know what's going on as well. Let's not talk football.
Oh, we're not going to talk football. We're going to talk about real estate. The only real estate involved in football is the football field. We know what it looks like. We know where they're located. So I don't think there's much information arbitrage to do there. Now, we talked about the fine students and applicants that you're getting into your program. What would make up a fine applicant for student participation in your program? What are you guys looking for?
So we take students right out of their undergrad, whether it's the business school or the construction school or geography, and of course we're looking for good standardized test scores, good GPAs, but more importantly, I think sometimes we're looking for some notion that this person is passionate about commercial real estate. Either they've worked in commercial real estate, they have had some internships, they've got family connections. So we're looking for people who are really interested in commercial real estate as a profession. So certainly test scores matter, GPA, all that regular stuff. But also we interview at the graduate level. We interview almost all the students. So we're looking for people who present themselves well. And will interview well and be a credit to the university when they're finished.
Well, the students are the product of the university and the product of your program, so I would think you'd want to polish them up and make them look right. Now, we only have like a minute or so left, and I know that what we do is, a lot of what we do is we network and we coach the students. I'd like to see if we could also create something within the context of the program where we could coach the people that are looking for their second or third job. Is that something that you think we could possibly help?
Right. We were just talking about that at our executive committee meeting today. Right. There are some students who finish one of the programs. It might not even be the real estate program, but they're working in real estate, and they want to make a move, but they're not quite sure where to go, what to do, or how to do it. So I think with the University of Florida's network throughout the state, the country, we could actually play a role in helping those students get some mentoring. So we're talking about forming small groups in different parts of the state that would make themselves available to UF alums that are looking to make that next move.
Well, that sounds like another great value add that you can get from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, Bergstrom Center. I guess really what we're talking about there is the Nathan Collier MSRE program, right?
It's the Masters of Science Real Estate program sponsored by Nathan Collier.
Well, I'm glad that you knew how to say that right, because it's obvious that I didn't. We've got only a minute left, Dave, so if students want to submit their applications, how do they do that?
Just go online to realestate@ufl.edu, find the MSRE program. There's plenty of information on how to apply and get that done. And I'd also ask if there are any potential employers out there that are starting to think about their current needs. We've got a really good class of students, about 30 students graduating here at the end of April, beginning of May, as well as some undergrad students that are certainly in the job market. So if you've been thinking about looking for to employ a student, now's a good time to contact us at the University of Florida.
Well, that sounds great. We're broadcasting live from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies Trends and Strategies Conference. Did I get it right? Oh, my gosh. It practice makes perfect. I only have to do it 9,998 more times to get it right. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have Brad Hunter. He's the chairman of Metro Studies. We're going to be talking about the markets all across the country in home building. Oscar, take me out. We'll be back after this. All right, you've heard me talking to him on the show and talking about him on the radio. Tarek Maddox. Tarek Maddox trains NFL players like Frank Gore and Lamar Miller, and he keeps me fit for life. Let him change your life. Become fit for life with Tarek Maddox. Follow him on Twitter at Tarek Maddox or call him at 786-278-5584. Get fit for life with NFL trainer Tarek Maddox. Do it today. Again, at Tarek Maddox or call 786-278-5584. Be the best that you can be. Be fit for life with NFL trainer Tarek Maddox.
I suspect a child's being harmed.
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Give your group an experience they won't forget with a group outing at Marlins Park in 2014. From party areas and suite rentals to special event nights and fundraisers, you can experience Miami Marlins baseball through a variety of group packages specially customized to your group needs. Enjoy the air-conditioned comfort, incredible food options, and all of the action entertainment at an affordable price. Reserve your group tickets today. Call 305-480-2523 or go to marlins.com/groups. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Discover U Health, the University of Miami Health System, and learn more about the people and patients behind breakthrough medicine happening right in our backyard at the only university-based hospital in South Florida. Top-ranked physicians partner with the brightest minds in research to bring cutting-edge medicine to our community and the world. Visit uhealth.com to learn more about the advances in people shaping the future of healthcare today.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Delays continue in Miami-Dade County with a car fire northbound on the Palmetto at Miller. Had traffic back to Sunset Drive at last check. Earlier problems on 95 clearing out. We have delays. Northbound 95 out of downtown Miami headed towards the Golden Glades. It's going to be a slow ride in Broward County. Northbound 95 slow. Oakland Park Boulevard up to Commercial. And we have delays on 595. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're broadcasting live from the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, University of Florida Trends and Strategies Conference from the Hyatt Hotel in Orlando. And remember that UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, they're one of our sponsors, and they bring you the brightest minds and the best care right here in Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is sponsored and powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report 10 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, patients that make up UHealth and make it great. And it also focuses on the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better right here at UHealth. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to grow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover at UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit UHealthDiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice.
All right, we are back. We are back, and we are back with the, I don't know what your title is, but you're a big muckety-muck at Metro Study, aren't you, Brad?
Director of Consulting.
Well, that means you're a big muckety-muck.
All right.
All right, and we've got Brad. Brad Spur, Metro Study, studies basically every single lot and blank in this country, at least the ones that they can find, and they keep a finger on what's going on in the housing industry, and it appears to me, by reading the press, that people aren't sure what's going on in the housing industry, if prices are going up, going down, if they're going, if demand is up, if it's down. I guess seasonally adjusted would be one thing with all of the weather we've had, but I'm not the expert. Brad is, and he's got lots of notes. So you're on, Brad.
Okay. Well, yeah, it is confusing out there. People are looking at the number that just came out from the government with new home sales, and you know, it was up 6.9% plus or minus 17%, which is what they actually produced in their release. So, you know, it's very confusing. So what I think is going on, based on the traffic and contracts reports that we put out, we survey hundreds of builders around the country every week, and we ask them how many units of traffic they're getting, that is, how many people are coming through their model centers, how many homes are being sold via contracts, and how many, you know, what the conversion rates are and cancellation rates. And what we're seeing is that traffic is actually much stronger than it was this time a year ago. And the sales paces per community are a little bit below what they were a year ago, but that's okay because last year around this time was quite a strong period. So we're kind of seeing that things are on track for a season that is good but not great.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. But now, what do we have looking forward? Because, you know, we're going to have the upward drifting in rates. The Fed is going to start trying to tamp down on the positive energy that the economy has been generating simply because they've got to get some of the tools back in their toolkit, which means they got to raise rates eventually. So all that's going to start happening. What is it that you can expect that to impact the housing market?
Sure. Well, yeah, of course, rates are going to go up at some point, probably not in the immediate term future, though. What we're going to see is the demand is there because household formations are coming back. And that's the thing. A lot of people, you know, you've heard the stories about the 28, 29-year-olds living with mom and dad again. And, you know, so now they're starting to come back out, get their own place, maybe they get a rental apartment. But the point is that more households are being formed, and that's going to create more housing demand. It's already happening, and it's going to happen throughout the rest of this year.
Now, how about demand? Oh, I got to just say it. How about demand for all these institutionally owned rental houses that are really sort of more like a shadow supply?
Sure. I mean, a lot of the shadow supply that was out there, the foreclosure homes and all of that, got bought by institutions and by individual investors. And that helped to clean up the mess a lot faster than it ordinarily would have happened. So that's why markets like Phoenix rebound incredibly fast. Miami, Fort Myers, markets that were somewhat left for dead, did make a strong comeback. And we're seeing that, you know, if you look at what home prices were doing last year, in the first half, home builders were raising prices in a lot of cases by 20% at an annualized rate in the first half of last year. And then, of course, they got a little bit ahead of themselves, and then the Fed talked about the taper, and then all of a sudden mortgage rates spiked up, and the second half of the year fell flat. We think that we're just now getting to the point where things are starting to revive again, kind of on a more normal seasonal basis. But all the cold weather up in the Northeast And that, you know, ultimately helps Florida housing.
Oh, yeah.
But it's making it difficult to interpret the national statistics.
Now, I read a real interesting article in today's Wall Street Journal. It talked about, I actually liked the map very much. And being from Miami, it was rather interesting to me. It talked about Miami and Wichita. And it talked about the availability of, I guess, really executionable home sites. And I guess with Miami, it said that it was the most difficult place to find a new home site. And I've got to agree, considering that I find a lot of multifamily sites and they just don't exist. And I don't see too many places where you can buy homes inside the urban services boundary.
Got one word for you, lot shortage. That's two words,
is
I know.
Is that two or hyphenated?
But that's what's going on. There's a lot shortage. Builders are having trouble finding lots in Miami-Dade County, in Broward County, in Palm Beach County.
Palm Beach County even?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well,
that's right.
And these are developed lots? Or are these the opportunity developed lots? Or it's just that there's just no more opportunity and you got to tear down a building to get a lot?
Developed lots. I mean, to go to get a raw land parcel, there's a few left in the Palm Beach Gardens, Jupiter area. There's a few left throughout the county. There's some massive, massive parcels out in the western area. But those are going to be a few years away. But, you know, in the immediate term, there's a severe lot shortage in Broward County. You know, you have a couple of major parcels that are being developed by Standard Pacific and Lennar.
We own Vavaris Ranch.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. So we only have about 30 seconds left, Brad, and that's a heads up to you, Oscar. So what would be the takeaway from the overall status of our housing market today? Where are we today?
Okay, I'll break it down into two parts. We're going to see more production, probably see a 20% increase or so in housing production, and you'll see a flattening in the home price increases. There'll still be increases, but they'll be slower.
Well, I think that's probably because we had such a ramp up off of a low bottom.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Hey, I guess I get a B+ in Mr. Hunter's course. Well, Oscar, heads up to you. We are here at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, their annual Trends and Strategies Conference. You had one of their keynote speakers, and Brad Hunter on with me, Jim Fried. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to be talking to Matt Scarola, one of the students here at the UF program. We're going to see why he selected this large University land-grant residential program in Gainesville over going to Miami and meeting a lot of ladies down there. We'll be right back after this short break with more Fried on Business. Oscar, take us away. Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service.
Tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
We're going to be talking about Lauren's upcoming walk, and we're going to be talking about her charitable event that she's got with the Reed and Fiorentino Miami Heat event that's coming up. So make sure you stick with us, and make sure you go to laurenskids.org to help us protect.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
MSRE program. I'm hearing music. Oscar, can you hear us? All right, we're going to keep on interviewing Matt here. Okay, well, first of all, I want to apologize to our listeners. We got a bad connection here at the hotel. It keeps on going up and down, and that's why you're getting the inconsistent airplay. I apologize. And Oscar, thank you for keeping...
towards your undergraduate and graduate degree, which is great for students on a budget.
Okay, sorry, Matt, go ahead. I'm just now paranoid. Bad thing for getting old. But so, Matt. What type of interaction have you had with other board members?
I was given the opportunity this past summer to work with the ARA team in Boca Raton. Dick Donnellan, Mark DeBaptiste, they have a great office there.
Okay, and what are some of the things that you picked up? Because I know when I did my internship, I worked in Chicago for one of the big companies up there, and it was one of the defining so far from the University of Florida program.
Get a job.
Okay, so now you're graduating in, I guess it's what, May?
That's correct.
Okay, and you're out there interviewing now?
I am. Actually, I locked something down for next year.
Oh, well. They told you which group in their consulting division you're going to work in?
It's real estate advisory. They do a lot of transaction analysis, refinancing, mark-to-market of books, and I figure I'll learn more when I get there.
Let me put it to you this way, is that the two places you want to work when you get out of these programs is you want to either work for a bank in their training program or one of these...
Vishal Tuwalla were two of the guys that were there. I'm really excited about it because the team is great. It's going to be a great environment. I'm going to learn a lot. Exactly like you said, I'm going to be able to see a bunch of deals and a bunch of different firms.
And it doesn't stink being in your 20s and living in New York. What you learned here at the university?
We have some great coursework. Dr. Ling, who's on earlier, has a couple great classes. Investment property analysis is one of the best ones. Really getting.
We know who's getting an A in that, don't we, Dave?
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right. Now, what other things have you learned? You liked investment analysis. Have you done any market analysis or just only the financial?
Income approach.
Oh, yeah, you get a B+ so far. And why would you use income approach?
Because we want to make money.
Okay, that's fair enough. You're a young guy. You don't need a real sophisticated answer. That's it. Hey, Oscar, what were you trying to tell me?
Four minutes.
All right. Well, Oscar, we've got just a little bit of time left, and we've only got...
Board of Advisors.
Thank you. Keep going. That was just a thank you because I'm on the board.
All right. Each student actually is given three advisory members that they're able to connect with throughout the year, and it's a great resource to any student. But I think what you really need to do...
Buddy, that this weekend we'll be out at Warren Henry's Auto Group. They've got the benefit Cars, Cause, and Charity, the show to benefit our injured military veterans up in Sun Life Stadium. There'll be food trucks, lots of fun, great cars to look at, watch. It'll be a great event. You can enter a car in the show. Football players, I said Dave Ling. Who's the person I'm forgetting? Dave Ling, you guys, the football players. Oh, and Brad Hunter. I want to thank Social Media 305 and our other sponsors, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins, Bruce Turkel, Lawrence Kids, Publix, Magnum Energy Solutions, the Miami Dolphins. Next Thursday on at 5, and remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Oscar, thanks for everything. We're back live next week in the studio.
You say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull mask off, old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. The Jim had come bopping in an awful street. But when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe a song, a different kind of story, when the big Jim hit the floor. Oh. They sing, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim. Yeah, big Jim got his hat. Find out where his hat is not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece cut. Tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.